Welcome to the Harmonia Podcast, where we dig through mounds of new and classic releases to bring you the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features three new recordings, including Telemann's Gypsy-inspired music, Haydn's trios for baritone, and Renaissance lute pieces by Marco Dall'Aquila. Directed by Matthias Mauta, Ensemble Caprice is known for its world-class performances, full of flair and dynamism. The recent Analecta release of Telemann's Gypsy-inspired music is a terrific and energetic recording of well-known repertoire. Interspersed throughout are actual 18th-century Gypsy pieces from the Urovska collection, which contains a font of melodies and dances from Eastern Europe. Now on to Joseph Haydn's baritone trios with the Esterházy Machine. The baritone, an instrument not unlike a viola da gamba, has been recorded infrequently in the past. Thanks to the Esterházy Machine, a trio comprised of baritone player Kenneth Slovic, violist Stephen Dan, and cellist Myron Lutsky, a change is on the way. The group has just released the first volume of Joseph Haydn's baritone trios, which were composed while in the service of Prince Nicolaus Esterházy, whose interest in the baritone inspired Haydn to write over 170 pieces. The Esterházy Machine's performance is beautiful and inspired. Let's move on to the Renaissance lute pieces of Marco Dall'Aquila with Paul Odette. Thank you. not long after the catastrophic earthquake of 2009 that shook the ancient town of L'Aquila, Italy, American lutenist Paul Odet planned to record Marco dall'Aquila's works in the composer's native city, but was unable to because of the devastation. Nevertheless, he did make the recording in the nearby town of Capistrano, in a building that dall'Aquila may have known, the Castello Piccolomini. Odet dedicated his wonderful performance, quote, "to the victims of the earthquake, the survivors, and the deceased, those brave Aquilani whose richly distinctive culture has nourished my exploration of Marco's music for the past decade." This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week when we'll present another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can find information about how to purchase the recordings you've just heard and listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. Find us online at harmoniaearlymusic.org.